was a business, so she was here.
If they, any division called, because yesterday there was a surprise division called by the IFP on one of the stations, so we have to be told on the spot that it was the IFP division. So in case it happens, well, there's a lot of students who are being passed through as such. If that happens, we quickly leave. That's why we requested that the venue should be changed from 3-7 to be on the EU to allow us. Because sometimes the discussion lies with the chairperson of the meeting to decide how long should they be, how long should the bells be rung when there's a division. Sometimes 3 minutes, 2 minutes, sometimes 5 minutes. So if you are in between 2-7 and they say 2 minutes, they are going to lock us out in the door. And we are going to be marked absent, and it means something else. Also by his back. So I think he's going to be keen to work out to do this process. Nevertheless, let's have to keep that in mind of our I only exist for one apology that I want to see there on the other mask. So that is the limit before that is something white. If you come along, also need to work with Mr. Khadir, it's very good to touch the numbers. So then we will need a thing. So I did not suggest him, and I am not going to do it. I don't want to see people up on there, never in the arms. Today, so what about members? I should say, I think the boy can say there today, I just indicate that today I need to progress on the status of the expropriation deed and we send to the current country. I should indicate that officially I am withdrawing the expropriation deed until first time that legal issues that are pertaining to that legislation is dealt with. And I also announced to the government that given the fact that this matter has been given a period of almost a month to be attended to, and it has not been attended to at all, it has made the legislation to fall out in terms of the parliamentary process to be not to time allocated for the content to proceed. Because for some reasons, we are also aware that we will only finish our business and wellness profession on the 10th because of investments arising. So, literally, we are arriving today, that is the end officially, because tomorrow is mentioned, Monday is next week's meeting. So, I will then issue out the media statement because we have the sense that it's interesting. Thank you. started this page number that we were all to be in the group.
I think that at this stage, when the focus is on the people, I think most of the spectrum just goes to us, but it must be like candidates. saying at the time that we look at the political issues about the expropriation and about public hearing and how we think we're taking that. And then in the process, dealing with those technical issues that they did, because I think we did not even reach that stage where we look at how we have done in terms of the public hearing, what was the strong views around it.
It's a matter that this must go back to the public, out there, because
because other groups that we belong to are not officially recognized in the particular community. So I don't know how can we get access to other groups under the body. In fact, I thought honorable people. Honorable members, I am not going to comment on what you said. Maybe it is a view. But a letter came here and it was discussed here, and some of the members who are very rich here sometimes attend meetings, sometimes they don't attend meetings. So if you sometimes attend meetings and sometimes you don't attend meetings, you lose out on some of the processes of what is happening when we're not. Now, what I need to indicate, in one of the public hearings, some of you were there, some of you were not there, that those who were there, remember that I'm trying to raise a concern about certain sorts of legislation. And in that meeting, I said that Estelle and the financial legal advisors must meet, look at those clauses, whom she believes are unconstitutional. Because any legislation when before a committee of parliament, any committee of parliament will take legal advice from the parliamentary legal advice. But because we believe in corporate governance, we also involve the departments in the process. Because I believe we can tap on their knowledge and experience and their resources. That's why even today in this meeting we're having the state legal advisor, the parliamentary legal advisor, to help us with this legislation, because they specialize in those issues, unlike our legal advisors who serve all the committees. So because I'm currently that issue, an issue which is known by everybody, including the opposition party, we had to have this team of legal minds sitting and doing well. And because of the nature of the questions that have been reported to me, which I have been reporting in meetings because it's not meetable. So I wonder if members today make this message to me. Maybe it's because of their in attendance that makes the political issue. Those who are sitting won't have been I even said that we have not yet received, because Mr. Offerman, Mr. Blanchet, did ask the issues, where are we proceeding with the expropriation? And I reported that we're still waiting for the legal advisors to give us a report. And today we do not have a report. Because they, even in the management meetings where they invited to present, others came, others did not come. I came was there on more than one occasion, but the departmental advisors were not there. So we do not have a report. And we cannot continue because there is a problem of parliament members' rights. If people are failing to give us a report on issues where they need to reach consensus, we've got no choice but to withdraw. And this matter, honorable member, some of you will know it, honorable member. That it was reported to your person to the law of this place. So, honorable members, it's on that day that because this request has not been adhered to, and has said maybe Adam can shed light about what transpired to date so that this matter can be dealt with. But that means that we stand any chance to see light because of time, it's a fact. Even this one will only be submitted in the second term. Because we can't be in this today, we'll finish next week. So, about the political issues that we believe we could have considered, we will have different other political tactics here. What is even more important is to look at what were the technical issues. Because we have divided political on this meeting, but I don't know why you want to do that all the time. We did that. That's why we discussed so many times in the committee. So, all of that was done to the technical part of it. Evaluation was going to come at the end. You can't evaluate before you make it. You must evaluate it right in its entirety. You can't evaluate there is no other way that you can't evaluate again. It is nonsensical to open like this. I do not prefer to open like this. So we were supposed to work and finish the bill and evaluate the process. So I want to give both Adam and Adam. So we take Adam to explain and give Adam shortly to explain so that you can have your question. Adam.
Thank you so much. What I may say on behalf of the department, I will just say in this meeting, it's a surprise to us to hear that the various things were from the court will be due to what we expected to do. I will just say from the court. I'm saying this because the person requested us to continue with that class, the kind of person in parliament, just to consider a sort of concern on the issue of the been. We did facilitate that meeting ourselves, with our internet process. Met me there and discussed to say we need to support the Ophelicia with a draft, the draft of Section 24 as transport services. The department did that the day of met. So we submitted that to draft to her. And what was happening after we submitted the draft, we didn't get any feedback communication from our team. Because we put an alternative to say this is the draft of the department, or no concern, on that section. Just respond to us whether we are agreed to it or not. That has not come back. So it was one way process. So from the department, they are still waiting for the input from advocates whether she agreed to the draft or not. That did not come. So from all our part, this is the situation in which even the minister the disease, however. The department did put a report on
the legal opinion.
The legal opinion was not a prerequisite for us to submit.
So I did say that you must give a legal opinion to.
The minister, the DG, indicated to say the legal opinion was a document for the minister and the department to say by the department whether what we did was correct. So we got that thing as a department. So we're sure what we did, what we advised. So it was not a prerequisite for us to submit to the
application.
So what I'm saying, Chair, I'm just saying to say this is the directive which you got from the minister.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm put in a very difficult position where I have to say to this committee that my colleague is actually not telling the truth. And that is something that I've never before done. But I've just heard now that a redraft was sent to me the day after we met. What in fact happened was that on your instructions after I finished with another committee, I met the team at the hotel to try and facilitate the brief that you gave us on your instructions. They indicated to me that they had already attended to a redraft which was in line with two senior legal opinions. I asked them for the gist of the wording of the redraft. When they quoted the gist of the wording to me, I said, that doesn't quite sound like it meets with my approval, but I need to see it and apply my mind to it. And it would also help if you could let me have the written opinions of the senior counsel, whom you have now indicated have looked through the entire redraft and who have given their approvals on it. They undertook to let me have those three emails immediately. They would email it from their laptops immediately. I subsequently received one email. That one email was in fact that redraft which they spoke about the night before. I heard nothing further. I reported to you, Madam Chair, that I was awaiting the opinions, and you told me that they had said they had forwarded the opinions to me. And that is the only interaction I've had with them.
Immediately
when he said that she has given
the you checked with me. I checked with you
and I said I received nothing further.
And he said no, they have not just forwarded it. So that's why I'm saying to we are now going to the meeting where we are supposed to deal with your ways and their ways, and yet what we have to do is what never attends to.
I think,
and
sorry.
This information that the minister has said that this document must not come, I'm hearing it for the first time in this meeting. All I'm saying, there is a communication problem which has delayed the process. And if this matter was a problem from the side of the investment, it was supposed to have been reported to me, it was not. And the management meeting, that's what I was talking about, the management meetings which we invite the investors. These two meetings, today's meeting, Adam was not present. That's why I wanted to know since when there's a communication problem in my office between Adam, because I know that Akona always calls Adam so that to inform him about this. But there are two meetings where he was not there, including the first that I'm the last meeting before the last one.
I just want to make a small addition to my submission, Madam Chair. My version can be corroborated by the fact of the date and time that that email was sent to me. Because what I heard Adam say was, after considering, after meeting with me, they went and redrafted in line with what I wanted. And I can corroborate that they sent me the email of the redraft on the same evening that... that we discussed it all very early the next morning, because I received it when I came into the office the next morning.
And you said on the same email you still hold your views because it is a reflection of the earlier views.
Which I indicated to them at the meeting. I indicated that I couldn't see why there was this reluctance to incorporate the wording of the Constitution.
Yes,
honourable
members, it was the summer. I don't want to start discussing this message because it's not really a system. As I said, that there was a communication problem between the legal aspect. And for the first time in this meeting, I'm told that the minister did not allow a particular document which would have written in detail what will be agreed. Because that's first I was giving her the question that she was giving the documents. Only when I checked with her, because I was asked about time, it's only the time that she told me that she does the same thing. I went to other people. We were all there when I spoke to him about the documents. Now, as part of parliamentary process, if the parliamentary legal advisors who are advising the police believe that certain clauses of the bill is unconstitutional, we are left with no choice but to go back and consult. And consult properly, so that we know where we stand. Because all we were trying to do, we were trying to protect all the resources of the department, all the legal opinions they receive. But because they are not prepared to help us, we are left with no option but to go and get our own legal opinion on top of that of our card. And as we all know, we have to apply for money, we have to apply for the additional resources, that's another time. But if that legal opinion from the department was availed, it was going to be very easy for this constitution, but the delay has been for a month. It took us a full month to get any response in relation to the meeting I said must take place a month. We were being delayed by this issue of lawyers not seeing eye to eye on this matter. And we take the punch of something that we did not create as a committee. I'm saying we did not show the spirit of wanting to work together in this matter, and it is affecting the committee there. Because the type of work that went into the public hearings, the type of work and the money that this committee has utilized to have those public hearings was spent in vain. But this is not the approach I wanted to take, because I did not want it to be seen as if I'm not the one who's hit this because members are raising new issues. And I'm saying, I don't make this member because I'm even attending meetings. Members lose out in other discussions. I cannot help it. But the issue is, this matter needs attention. We'll deal with it at the level where it's presented to, but it has to be because the programming college, if there's no people, and what the people don't. It's all on those simple basis. So expropriation will not be sent anything. Different. It's like any other legislation that when work is not done. Because we finished public hearings in June, but up until August, we have not proceeded with the bill because we are sitting with clauses which were told are unconstitutional. And we could not proceed, even if we wanted to proceed with other issues on our paper. We are still going to be stuck at that specific clause. And if advice was given, even the work that we think we have done, we are still going to be in vain when the particular clause that is not there. So I will deal with this matter. If there's any other matter or any question, I think we'll deal with it at a particular time. I think we should proceed with today's work. And I need also to emphasize that it says in this program for some of us who have been with other, who are so consistent on the program, those who took place, I think the first bet, those who stop at the giant for a daily basis, it is more than for us because we work very hard on the other papers that we know what it meant to be what I told you that we do. I can call three members who have been consistent. Here I see about three of them. for example, imagine one other than someone and myself who consistently for 4 weeks was on the road. So it was quite difficult that we were able to come to a point where we saw that we were going to get. So, I would never say, consider this to call the opportunity to do the work. We have a lot of time to take this. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chef. That is all the members. It's a reorientation back to the document. I think we were in the last deliberating a comment on clause 42B. The renumbering suggestion that 42B be renumbered 41S. Now, the original thinking was we should respond to the department that this be agreed to, but upon reflection and debate, the suggestion is that 42B should be left where it is, as it deals with the power of the council to render financial assistance to the special board, whereas functions set out on the clause 4.1 are in which the function is a lot powers. Clause 41MD, you remember we've already dealt with it. This is a different complaint. This is a clause that deals with the council's function to ensure consistent application of policy with regards to the principles upon which boards must base their spending of tariffs. The complaint that you can gather from that is that why should the council have anything to do with tariffs? It is anti-competitive and doesn't result in value for money. And the setting of tariff is viewed by the international community as anti-competitive, and that it should be checked against the Competition Commission. Plus 4, 1, and 5. We need that support to keep. Most professionals have already met that the setting of tariffs is uncompetitive behavior and may violate the provisions of the Competition Act. The response of the department is that which council is doing by our function is to recommend changes. This recommendation is not binding on members. It can still individually decide. So we shouldn't agree to the suggestion that function. Yeah, they should still be responsible for the uniform policy on the setting of tariffs. Yeah, this is the board. And I mean, at any rate, the manager mentioned is that at any rate, all of the professional bodies are required by the Competition Act to submit whatever it is that you eventually come up with by the policy to the commission. So that the commission can do determination whether it's uncompetitive, and if so, then they grant you an exemption. The health professional council is currently doing that.
So we must react. You know, I'm grateful to you because this is not very, very good. Anyone can come with your share of life and speak. So this thing is also now dealing with the access to these services. So I think that this thing is correct.
Next one is 41M. We've already dealt with this. This relates to international recognition laws. Then there was a complaint about 41F. The suggestion is a slight amendment, and we felt that the comment was a bit misplaced. The suggestion is that the clause should be revised to read that the function of council is to ensure that uniform application from that one set by, and then that he wants deleted and he wants inserted principles are determined and practiced by professional courts. But I think the role of functioning that is actually a really important one. It's one of the core functions of council is to ensure uniform application of norms and guidelines set by professional courts. So it is our recommendation that we should.
So you're saying the point of the work is just like when I read the sentence, this is established by the applied consistent from the format.
No, the pattern was, the comment was suggesting a revision, but the response is a revision is not
but not from who to English.
You mean there's
from this form. Mindful that I said when I read the sentence, there's something that sort of doesn't have that. That's really true, that sentence.
The one in quotation mark.
Professional board should apply policies, norms and standards uniformly. And we are suggesting therefore that the bill as it stands and that 41N is correct.
In regards to clause 41J, there was a suggestion that the function of counsel in facilitating shouldn't be limited to inter-ministerial cooperation, but it should be changed to facilitate cooperation concerning issues relating to the built environment between all levels and spheres of government. And at this point in time, we think we have got around and we left it open for that to consider, for the response of the country.
Yes. In other words, practically, these professional boards will be interacting with a whole of government. Whether it's local, local government, because when it comes to built environment issues, they will be operating at that level. They should be able to be accessible to guide the various government departments in appropriate to ensure that this policy is applied in terms of the built environment. So whether we want to change this, I will not have a problem in changing it because basically that's what they would need. I'm not sure if maybe that's something that we need to deal with here. I'm not sure if facilitating is the right word, the legal structure, but basically they will be operating at all those levels. Here it was a
specific one. You want us to put it between all levels and still from the
and
because this thing is going to apply also to local government. Which is what we're saying is a minister.
The next clause is.
So what are we saying? We are trying to
I think the suggestion
is correct.
And then in the fact that it's here as well, in other words, it means all the legislature in the world. The next comment relates to.
I just hope that I just hope that does not necessarily mean that this board is not going to be, they're not going to move, it's not going to be forced in a way. I don't know if I get my point, that this bill must be able to operate. Then that interaction should not be binding in a way that
it's one of its many functions. It is facilitates a role of cooperation concerning issues relating to the law. I mean, the other example is if you give them this function, they'll be able to say to the Minister of Public Works and the Minister of Land Affairs, please, can we get together so we can speak about the issue of bringing town planners on board? So it'll be one of the other ones. So if they do that, they won't be told, no, but that's not your job. Parliament will not give you the job to facilitate.
It's a lot of physical. I was also saying, like, in court, you know, I tell you,
yeah,
in fact, for the local government, this is what's here. Thank you so much. Who has such a statistic? This one will be appreciated.
Who has checked the process? The last check.
Yeah, I'm not checking. Who's in such a people?
But I think also saying, without underplaying that kind of a responsibility, it also addresses some of the concerns from the presenters. We're talking about the problem of town planners. You cannot specify that it is, but it is, if there is facilitating role, it is also able to address that challenge of disapproval boards and town planners who are relevant to that. I think it's really addressing those concerns.
The next one we've already dealt with, 41K and 41F. It's the one regarding whether they should provide advice only if it's a good one. But it should not only be at the request, but it should also be at such other times as they as a council may be. Then we move into dedications here. 41N. Moving on this one, we need to make that those are all the comments that were made in respect of one clause dealing with education methods. Then if you move 2 pages over, you'll find clause 41D covered in 41D. It's also an education issue. The next one is a comment on clause 410, it's also dealing with education. 41P, also an education issue.
Because we need to understand the
essence of the complaint?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that the ruling of the chairperson yesterday was we're not going to have a debate on those things. Until there's been that meeting to refer to between this committee and the
education.
So whatever it is that Selina has to say about it, she said she will hear after the committee has spoken to as consulted education committee.
And without trying to overrule the committee and maybe in the interest of time as well, it might have been better for you to listen to the argument. It might give you an opportunity to decide whether in actual fact it is necessary to go to the Department of Education, especially given the fact that we have received comments from the institutions of education. But even if you do take that decision to meet with the committee, at least we would have had our perspective of the issue. But I'm not trying to understand.
No, I mean, in the absence of the chair, I did my point was, we do not go to the Department of Education empty-handed. We need to get a view from the department. I think, I mean, it's fair. I mean, I did write this. I said, how do you go there? Because if you go there, unfortunately, the chairperson is not here now. How do we go there and listen to them? Because they might tell us their idea without us having a view from our own department. they must go and get the degree from their own department. So I think perhaps what we could do, let's wait for the chief to come so that we deal with these educational ones who want to. But let's get a bit from our own department so that we can act better when we go there. Because if we go there, we'll empty, we'll accept whatever and it will actually do the change.
So we can always have it said. Actually, there aren't many profound points to be made. The point is simply that if you read this bill, you will realize that it confers primary jurisdiction to occasional legislation when it comes to occasional issues. So it really doesn't matter what the rules of entry are. Whatever they do with it, this bill will fall in line with it. When it starts that. And secondly, to the extent that there is educational activities within the professional board, it's only limited to the extent that programs are intended to it doesn't make any sense to train someone to be an engineer when the engineering body doesn't recognize that. That's what I'm wasting. It's the limit of belief. And it's just so that the other committee can understand this legislation doesn't encroach on that is about doing as an education and all of its bodies and all of its institutions. But we can use it to check.
No, I've made a suggestion that maybe for my
Forwan T was a similar comment. Let him go. On page 5, it deals with the council's power to delegate. And the complaint was that the powers of delegation are wide, and potentially one person with no specified confidence in the general authority in respect of all methods of communication and training. That is just by way of an example. And the response is the delegation clause is formulated, is intended to make it possible for council to delegate council committee level. And obviously, these kind of comments are always at the back of the mind of the delegate. But you can't, there is no way in which you can limit the power to delegate to say, in a legislative system, you have the power to delegate, but, and then it's the whole thing that you may or may not be doing that. One accepts that council member who wouldn't take the bottom line to delegate and to understand. So that could be something that is part of the complaint. Clause 5. A comment was made in respect of clause 5. It suggested that there's a difficulty in registration as professionals, there should maybe be a separate board for horticulture. The department's response to that is whether there's a need for a separate board for that particular sub profession is something that would be possible.
Otherwise,
you've got a
fresh.
What? Not you.
No.
This is not you. What?
I'm going to
the office.